Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, easy on that shoulder. Ow.
Watch it now. Watch it now.
Easy does it. So welcome, welcome. Hey, tonight is the vice presidential debate. Will it come out about Tim Walz's, you know, very strong ties to China and possibly the Chinese Communist Party? That's important. Mm. Now, he's now saying he overstated how many trips he took to China. Well, I exaggerated.
Oh, my goodness.
So, first of all, the guy's full of you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's saying it was more like 15 trips.
Well, he tends to quote, overstate things, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you go to the campaign website, there's no real mention of his Chinese experience. If you've been to a foreign land, you know, 15 times, if you taught there, that would be part of your resume. And in fact, if he wasn't doing anything nefarious, it should be a very positive thing. It shows that he gained some understanding of other places, other cultures, a very important other culture.
Yes.
As we, you know, move toward the future.
Yeah.
He really could have turned that into a huge positive. And I'm wondering strategically why he didn't. Why would you run from it? Why would you downplay it?
Mm.
Unless there was something there. It doesn't mean there is, but it, you know, it makes my spidey sense kind of stand up and take notice.
Well, as a VP, I mean, international affairs, that's something you should be touting. Any experience you've got with dealing with other countries?
Yeah.
Come on, really?
As a governor, you're going to have limited experiences like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can tout, say, hey, I'm the VP, I'm a heartbeat away, or I'm just the VP, but I have, you know, foreign experience. You know, I know my way around.
Yes.
You know, I'm a world traveler to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be or could be used as a positive. And it concerns me that it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes it suspect.
Yes, it does. Yes. And then on top of that, you've got a whistleblower that's come forward, and you've got Congressman James Comer subpoenaed the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas.
Ask Kat how those kind of answers come from him.
Well, yeah, he is until October 7th to actually, you know, whether or not he's going to respond to the subpoena. I don't know what kind of teeth it has in it. And, you know, if he'll do a slow walk or a stonewall or whatever. But, you know, look, when you've got a whistleblower bringing up a serious concerns, you know, among the Department of Homeland Security personnel regarding a longstanding connection between Tim Walz and specifically the Chinese Communist Party, not just the country in general. So, yeah, real reason for concern. Mm. Well, I'll go into it a little deeper for you in a minute. But first, the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Lars from Mars. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. You know, in honor of Trash Talking Tuesday, would it be a terrible thing if J.D. Vance trash talked Tim Walz in Mandarin in front of the nation? And very few people would know what he was saying, but Timmy would. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, that was, I was trying to put together a promo, you know, and that was one of my things I was going to say. Ooh. You know, is he going to speak in Cantonese or Mandarin, or will he send secret Chinese message to his handlers? I thought we're on the same page. I thought some of the same things. Now, I think this is serious. Along with James Comer, you know, sending that subpoena to Mayorkas, he also issued a letter, and he pointed out a non-classified chat that DHS employees used on Microsoft Teams titled NST-NFT Biweekly Sync. He said it contains relevant information in addition to further classified and unclassified documents in control of DHS. Now, you know, the NST, that's National State Threat, and the other one is National Functional Team. Now, Comer didn't go into detail about the kind of concerns that were raised about Walz's alleged connection to China, but said the information came through a whistleblower. Mm. Wow. So, to me, there now, is there something here for sure? Well, maybe not, but I would say it definitely needs looking into.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And look, and this is not... it's not conspiratorial that, you know, the Chinese would do whatever they could, the Communist Party, that is, to try to gain any advantage or influence, you know, on somebody who is a leader or could be a leader.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
I mean, they're losing Joe Biden, right?
Yep.
So, just saying.
And here's the thing. He's really... using the I'm just a down-home Midwestern guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just a down-home guy. I mean, why? Why would you play that image when that's not really who you are?
People in his state say that's funny. So, you know.
Yeah. So you wonder, well, why? Why are you playing up that? That and doesn't that also make you kind of sound like, I don't know, you're trying to be like Heartland of America, where we know, like J.D. Vance, we know his story. It's well documented. But Tim Walz, on the other hand, I mean, he's had an awful lot of experiences in China. When he first went to China, he went through World Teach, a small nonprofit based in Harvard, out of Harvard University, that sent American teachers to work in schools overseas. Now, he made frequent trips to Macau by his own admission, which was still a Portuguese province and became a semi-autonomous part of China, similar to Hong Kong in 1999. He also traveled thousands of miles to Tiananmen Square and Tibet, which was restricted at the time. Yeah.
Okay. Restricted, so, but he got in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and look. There are experts that know the drill. They know the Chinese Communist Party would like to get their claws into anybody that they think is going to be influential. That's one of the avenues that they work. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tony, you're on the air.
As much as I hate to say this, Bob, don't hold your breath. I mean, the alleged president, Joe Biden, has numerous ties to China. He has numerous ties to Russia. He had all kinds of investigations. And where did all that go? Poof, it just went away. His son, also, poof, all his investigations went away. So if anybody was supposed to be, you know, perp walked or pulled before Congress, the alleged president, Joseph R. Biden, should be the one. So if he's not going down, nobody's going down. So what I think what Vance and what Trump need to do, focus on the issues. If this is so late in the game now, when people start hearing CCP connections, their eyes glaze over. People like us already know. The uninformed masses, all they know is that screen in front of their face. So I'm trying to black pill, but I mean, honestly, if Joseph Biden's in jail, nobody's going to jail.
No, that's a good point. But this just in, a letter signed by 51 former members of our clandestine operations. They've just signed a letter, and they said that this has all the earmarks of a of what the Chinese Communist Party would put out as far as propaganda goes, and that...
So it's disinformation?
There's
what?
Wow. It has all the earmarks of Chinese propaganda.
Wow. Who would have thought that could happen again? What are the odds of that?
Wow. Yep.
That's crazy. That's what that is.
Could it be the shadow government is named appropriately because there are people that have lived and worked in the shadows?
Oh, I thought they just needed to shave.
Ooh. Self-edit. Self-edit. 916. Bob Rose Show. Rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Half hour away from things that make you smile. Don't go anywhere. 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hi. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you can get the show on podcast. Never miss a minute. Anywhere you normally get your podcast, just do that and hit subscribe, and you'll be all set. Vice President Kamala Harris facing intense scrutiny, not from the media, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But actually from Americans on social media. I'm like, hey, there was a really bad hurricane, flooding, death and destruction, mm-hmm. big storm surge, power outages, over 2 million people impacted at least. And where was she? Where was she?
Well, there's campaigning to do and stuff, you know.
Where was Joe? Where was Kamala? I mean, you really have to ask that. Asheville, North Carolina, East Palestine, Ohio, Lahaina, Hawaii. Remember that big fire? The list is endless. When disaster strikes, Kamala and Biden are nowhere to be found.
Wow, it's true.
That is true, isn't it?
It is. They are.
I mean,
but I am glad that, you know, they did call Joanne on it and kind of ask him, well, where were you guys? And I mean, didn't you think his answer was good?
He said he was he was handling things through the phone, but I can't remember the word he actually used.
Yeah,
like it was like governing or commanding or whatever. Yeah, I was on the phone, pal.
The phone jack.
Yeah.
No, the phone jack is what's in the wall.
And he did say.
Yeah.
He was on the phone for two hours. And I'm thinking,
because he fell asleep.
Exactly.
Well,
Joe, you're there. Joe, Mr. Even, President.
Even Trump kind of made fun of the staged picture of Kamala. She's there. She's at the desk. She's the phone up. She's got a pen. She's writing things down, you know, getting her update from FEMA. It was pretty blatant, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And when you watch those commercials for her, not one word about policy, just how nice she is and just every glowing thing that you could say. Nothing about policy or stand on anything. But, look, it's worked before. Probably work again. Back to Tim Walz. I can't help myself. It's so blatant and so obvious. This guy has ties to China and the Chinese Communist Party. And we should be hugely concerned about that. Let me give you a for instance. Okay. In his campaign website in 2006, this is back 2006 when he was running for Congress, he mentions China eight times in a 8-10 paragraphs, you know, about a sheet or two of paper. China, eight times. Travel and study in China, teach in China's high schools, working in China, et cetera. So he mentions it over and over again. Okay, and that was 2006. Here we are in 2024, and a biography, Harris Walz, and this is supposed to be more on Walz, right? Doesn't mention his experiences in China at all. At all.
That's odd.
He took a bunch of kids over there. He'd done tours over there, part of like basketball games or whatever that had gone on between Americans and the Chinese kids. And he met with the Dalai Lama, apparently. I mean, really? And now all of a sudden you don't want to talk about China when it clearly was a very important part of your life, definitely up to and through 2006. What happened? What happened? Why do you run from it now? I hope that, you know, we get more definitive information on that. But I mean, we've already had hundreds of thousands of people have already voted. They've already cast their vote. Yeah. For the presidential election, early voting. Yeah. I don't want anybody to wait till the last minute for sure. But if you're voting, I mean, if people are voting for Walz Harris, I mean, do you have any clue? Well, obviously not. You don't have any clue what you're getting. But there is something here. This is not a whatever burger. This is a commie burger.
What flavor would that be? Definitely a red sauce.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to think about
that. Work on that one.
It's a commie burger. In other words, it's not a nothing burger.
No, there's something here.
It's a commie burger.
There's something for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're approaching 9:28. You've got the Bob Rose Show on. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way. I'm going to jam through a bunch of stuff, so don't go anywhere. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Jussie Smollett. Remember that name?
Oh, yeah.
A name that I think should live in infamy.
Oh, yeah.
The hoaxer, right? Convicted. It is 9:36, and you've got the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Before I forget, let me give you the code word so that you can get in line to possibly win a pair of VIP tickets for Oktoberfest and being celebrated at World Equestrian Center this Saturday and next Saturday. So whichever one you can make, all right? And it's the VIP experience, private restroom, bar, menu offerings that are exclusive to VIPs, complimentary half-liter beer stein, and your first pour. So all you have to do is text PRETZELS to 20357. That's PRETZELS, plural, to 20357. Message and data rates apply. We'll have a new code word tomorrow, another chance for you to win. PRETZELS. Text PRETZELS to 20357. And good luck. All right. Jussie Smollett.
He just doesn't go away, does he?
No, this taking some of this from an op-ed piece, John Nolte bringing it to our attention from Breitbart. And he said, the Dumber Than Dumb People magazine offered convicted hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett an unchallenged environment to continue to spread his ugly and divisive hoax. Oh, January 19, 2019, more than 5 freaking years ago, Smollett claimed he was the victim of a hate crime perpetuated by two white men 2 a.m. in a freezing cold Chicago. The disgraced Empire star told the police and the world that these men asked if he was that gay Empire black guy, but they said it in much uglier language. But see, they didn't say it because there's no they. He's saying what they said. So this is his language, but I still don't. It's not family friendly, but it was not nice. Before beating him, allegedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looping a noose around his neck and pouring bleach on him. Oh, yeah. And then they shouted, this is MAGA country.
And that's the same noose he made sure he left on his neck when he called the police and waited for them to show up.
Yes.
He kept it on his neck. He couldn't have just taken it off and said, this is what was on my neck and I was being choked. He left it there.
How lucky were these guys to be so prepared for a hate crime at 2 a.m. in icy cold Chicago? In other words, they just happened to have a noose on them, some bleach.
Bleach. Well, you never know what you're roaming around.
Of course, it absolutely was a hoax. Police say Smollett invented the whole thing for attention, to get a bump in his Empire salary. Instead, he was fired by Empire and ultimately convicted of 5 counts of felony disorderly conduct. This came with a $130,000 fine and a 150-day jail sentence. He served only 6 days before he was released on appeal in March of 2024. Wow. If the conviction is not overturned, Smollett may have to finish those 144 days, which this entitled spoiled brat probably deserves. Smollett is 42 years old, and instead of admitting he did something stupid that he regrets and serve his time, he continues to this very day to stand by and be defined by a reprehensible lie. So here's the latest from People magazine.
Oh, my.
Despite the narrative he says so many have assumed, Smollett maintains his innocence to this day. I was numb, he says, recalling the incident to People magazine. I didn't know how to connect the dots. I really genuinely did not know. I couldn't make sense of what was going on. I couldn't make sense of what people were actually thinking. What exactly do they think happened? I couldn't put two and two together. There's no journalism here. No, there was not. They weren't asking a question to get an answer or a rebuttal, or certainly they weren't in search of facts. Yeah. Why not ask him why his two black friends claim Smollett paid them to beat him up on the street, posing as two Trump supporters? Challenge him a little bit. Instead, he's allowed to pose as a victim and spout his nonsense. I mean, this guy was convicted. Convicted. The two buddies of his that were involved, you know, they came forward. They told the truth. And this guy still wants to live in that world. He said, I have a more adult, grown-up way of talking about it now, but at the same time, my views have not changed, he says, adding that he now approaches things with a gentler touch. My heart has not shifted at all. I'm the same man that I was and will always be. What a lying sack of... Yeah. If tons of people are listening to you, you should say something worth them hearing. Yeah. Our ears are wide open. Tell us how you lied, how you deceived, how you did an absolutely terrible thing that could have really created a terribly racist mob-like event. I mean...
Well, and what does it do for the situation where people genuinely are attacked?
Exactly.
On racially or whatever motivated things? I mean, you're watering down... True racism.
Right.
You're not helping the cause.
Smollett appears to have found a second career producing and directing TV movies about gay men for BET. Good for him. No one wants to deny him a living. We all deserve a second chance. But this guy does not deserve forgiveness or to be allowed to move on until he admits what he did and asks for forgiveness. The egomaniac is not contrite at all. He's still spreading his toxic lie, which makes him a disgrace. Living a lie is exhausting. Most of us learn that as kids. Fess up. Get it behind you. Move on. Life is so much simpler that way. That was an op-ed from John Nolte. And, yeah, think about that. I still want to play the victim.
Right.
Even though it's been proved beyond a reasonable doubt that I'm a liar, and I'm guilty of perpetuating and perpetrating a hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's guilty of perpetuating it, I guess. But yeah, but People Magazine gave him like a forum to spew his lying version of those events. That's a disgrace in itself, isn't it? Helping him to continue to play some sort of victim when clearly he is not. Hey, NBA player, suddenly retired, gave up basketball. What would it take to do that? Atlanta Hawks player A.J. Griffin announced he was quitting the NBA this year. This is only after 2 years after being drafted. He's only 21 years old. You know why he quit? He's quitting to follow Jesus. He played 92 games, averaged 7.5 points, 17.1 minutes per game during a short NBA career with the Hawks. But just as he prepared to play for the Houston Rockets this season, he announced his retirement. Fox News reported that Griffin has told fans in a YouTube video that he's putting his faith in Jesus ahead of basketball. Literally, he said, quote, I gave up basketball to follow Jesus.
Interesting.
And I know that in a lot of people's eyes, it seems like a loss in the world's eyes. But I just want to let you guys know that I'm super excited because I truly get to serve God, you know, with my full yes. And I feel like letting go of basketball, letting go of it, is allowing me to go into full-time ministry and truly serving the Lord with all my heart, with all my time, too. So nice. I'm just excited to see where that leads me. Wow.
Interesting. That is cool.
Yeah. I mean, 2 years in the NBA, and he's not just sitting on the bench. He was getting playing time. He was putting some points on the board. Wow.
And big step.
Hopefully he, you know, maybe he has been very wise with whatever money he has made. And that will be a bridge to, you know, his next steps. Griffin said that he gave his full life to Christ in 2020, now feels compelled to devote his entire attention to his religion. He feels he was being called to let go of basketball to serve the Lord. And he also cites Matthew 10:39, which says, "He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." His buyout opens a spot for the Rockets, though the team is already an impressive lineup. They could leave the spot empty, but this doesn't include what he made as a player. 9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot of events going on. One of them is a Treat Yourself event that is Sunday, October the 6th from 2 to 5 at Walker Furniture in Gainesville. This is really geared for the ladies because, you know, there's talk about facials and it's all about the Ronald McDonald House in terms of, you know, charity money raised.
Oh, yeah.
And special thanks to Club Synergy for their huge involvement in this event as well. And I got word today that Betsy Pepine will be set up there and autographing her new book, Breaking Boxes. So, you know, it's a good time. Go to this website, find out more. TreatYourselfEvent.com. TreatYourselfEvent.com. And proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We are their official radio partner.
Yes, we are.
By the way.
Yes.
It is 9:47. Are you ready for upbeat positive thoughts? Can you share some with us? Things that make you smile coming up next, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Call now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Attitude of gratitude, baby. That's what it's all about. Time for things that make you smile, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Let's go to Rosebud. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile, we got a good governor. He was within hours. I was out, after I talked to you Friday, I was out looking around. National Guard, people, our people coming together, getting in, helping other people right here. But we're on flat ground. I'm watching the news, and over the weekend, the boys over there in up top of them mountains up in North Carolina, they didn't wait for anybody else. They didn't wait for a governor to figure out what he's doing from the station trip. They went down the mountain, got some horses, and got some mules. Mules can go up the sides of that mountain. With no roads, them mules are backpacking stuff up to those people up there. Redneck strong, baby! Redneck strong! God bless America!
And a mountain boy can survive.
Ooh, write that down.
Yeah, I think that'd sort of be plagiaristic.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's a country boy can survive.
It is. Bo
Cephas.
I know.
But
a new verse.
Yeah. A mountain boy can't survive.
Gotta love it.
I took them mules up the side of that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Nostradamus, good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I tell you, I still don't have power out here in northern Alachua County, but it's not a big deal. You know, at least we didn't get destroyed like those poor people on the coastline and up in the Carolinas and stuff. But all my family, my daughter, my son-in-law, and all the grandkids in their house, they got their power back on. My brother's got his power back on. So I'm doing well, and I had I look at it this way. I'm very blessed that I didn't get more damage on my property. Got a lot of trees and stuff down, but I just look at it like I'm camping with a swimming pool. So I am blessed, and good luck to everybody out there, and safety to all the linemen trying to get the power going, and everybody who's cleaning up, be careful. And I just want to say it's making me smile that I'm still doing great out here. I'm a prepper, so I've been prepped. I haven't had to go anywhere to do anything. Just clean up and take care of my place and keep myself safe. So that's making me smile.
No, yeah, it makes me smile, too. And I like the attitude of how you look at it is, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm camping. And yeah. I've even got a swimming pool to boot right here.
Well, but you know, we're talking about that a little bit earlier. It's like, you know, the resilience that we see coming out mm-hmm. in a lot of these places. I mean, it does, despite all the bad, it does put a smile on your face. Because I guess when we're talking to the Sheriff Billy Woods about that earlier, and just the resilience is one of those things that really impressed him with, you know, people in the toughest time of their life, but they are still, you know, getting it done and making things happen.
And people pitching in and doing whatever they can do. Donations are needed. You could drop these off at the Alachua GOP, which is off Fort Clark Boulevard, Northwest 80th Boulevard. They're going to be taking donations at that place all the way 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday. Everybody's invited to go over to Dixie County to give and to help. They need baby items, gas, two-stroke oil, also any kind of, baby items, water, pet food, blankets, clothes, etc. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, is next.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Ten. Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on the Sky.
Nine. Comrade Harris.
Eight. It is my great honor.
Seven. We'll keep fighting.
Six. Bring it on.
Five.
Full speed ahead.
Four.
You can always trust me.
Three.
We need to watch the vote.
Two.
The American people do have a say in this.
One.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. It'll soon be illegal for public and private universities in California to consider an applicant's relationship to alumni or donors when deciding whether to admit them. It's called a legacy admission. And Governor Newsom just signed a law saying you can't do that anymore. Ha! Watch them all cry when the endowments dry up. But hey, you got to make room for all the illegals, right? Yep. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Stay safe and see ya.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.